Years ago, when our daughter Heidi was just a young baby, us and I would put her on our big bed in the middle so we could keep an eye on her while we prayed together. And one time when she was a little bit older, we were praying, and all of a sudden Heidi started bawling and crying. And at first we couldn't figure out why did she start abruptly crying like that. And then it dawned on us that Heidi must have put things together and realized we weren't talking to her when we were praying. You know, as little children, we think the whole world revolves around us. But as we grow older, we learn that that's not the case at all. Actually, everything revolves around God, and that's what we should learn. And so we should be keenly aware of our need to stay in constant connection and communication with our wonderful God. Brethren, how is your communication with God? How is your prayer life? If you're like me, probably sometimes we could use a major upgrade, couldn't we? This morning, I'd like to share a simple acronym to help us all remember some important things to pray about, important things to remember when we pray. I can't take credit for this acronym. I actually heard it on the radio, but I think it's good and helpful, so I thought it would be of use to all of us, and so I'll pass it on to you today. The acronym is based on the letters in the word pray, P-R-A-Y. Each letter represents a different category of things that we should pray about or think about or include in our regular prayers. In times of danger or great stress, you know, our prayers may need to be short, Father, help, help me. But at other times, it's important to include all four of these elements. The first letter in the acronym is the letter P. P stands for praise. Are we praising God in our prayers, giving Him thanks? You know, if someone gave you a nice gift or did some kind deed, we'd want to, out of courtesy, we'd want to thank them, wouldn't we? And so it only makes sense that we should want to thank God. Every day we pray for protection, we pray for healing, we pray for help solving problems, we pray for guidance. But after God provides us with protection and help and guidance, do we remember to thank Him? Sometimes He answers our prayers so gently and so gradually that we can forget. You know, sometimes, I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I've cut my finger, for instance, or have some minor injury of some kind. And I pray, oh, Father, please heal this. It hurts and it's bleeding. You put a Band-Aid on it. And maybe a day or so later, it starts scabbing, a scab forms. It still hurts a little bit. A few days, the bandage comes off. And then life happens. Other things go on, different challenges, and you totally forget about your injury. And then one day, maybe it's weeks later, you look down at your finger and it's all healed, it's all better. There's no scar even. And then for me, at least, I have to stop whatever I'm doing and say, sorry, Father, I wasn't being very observant there. Thank you, thank you, thank you for healing me. And has that ever happened to you? Maybe I'm the only one. Do we thank God for the little miracles in life or just the big ones? Do we remember to thank God for answering our prayers, for delivering us and protecting us? Or do we forget as soon as the danger or the problem is past? Father's Day is approaching. In addition to our earthly fathers, our Heavenly Father especially deserves our deepest respect and love and appreciation. It must give Him great joy to hear His children expressing their appreciation and thanks for all the things He does for us. I was just noting Mr. Greer led us in Psalm 23. Just reviewing Psalm 23 lists a whole lot of things to be thankful for and grateful for. Please turn to Psalm since we're talking about Psalms. So please turn to Psalm 63 and verse 4. That's Psalm 63 and verse 4. Tells us, thus will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Or as the New Living Translation puts it, I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Actually, let's read 17 as well. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And also, let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the prayer acronym, in some ways, is a super summary of the Lord's Prayer. Well, it's called the Lord's Prayer, really the model prayer that Jesus gave to us in Matthew 6. We won't turn there, but I'll be referring to the model prayer throughout this message. The model prayer begins with praise for God, and it ends with praise for God. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then at the end, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In our prayers, we should always remember to praise our great God. Okay, let's move on to the next letter, R. R stands for repent. Over the years, I've actually heard some people say things like, yeah, I hardly ever sin anymore. You know, that's a dangerous thing to think, isn't it? If we think that way, it might be good to turn on the light of the Word and move a little bit closer to the mirror of God's law and look very closely, and I'm sure we'll find all kinds of imperfections. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8. 1 John chapter 1. And verses 8 through 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. So part of our prayers should be, if we know of sins, to confess our sins to God and ask for forgiveness and have a repentant, humble attitude. In the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, both the Pharisee and the tax collector went up to the temple to pray. But as we're told in the account, only the despised tax collector's prayer was accepted because he was humble and repentant. So having a humble and repentant attitude is critical, and it's right in line with the model prayer. When we ask for forgiveness, we need to have a repentant, humble attitude and be forgiving of others and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, after giving the model prayer, Jesus elaborated and said, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So repenting of sins and having a humble attitude when we pray is critical. Okay, let's move on to the third letter in our acronym that can help us to remember some key things to think about as we pray and to ask for. And A stands for ask. God wants us to ask for the things we need. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you, Jesus tells us. And in Philippians chapter 4, Philippians 4 and verse 6, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, we're told, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Again, in the model prayer, Jesus gives us some specific things to ask for. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, it's interesting that right before giving the model prayer, Jesus said, your Father knows the things you need before you even ask. So, question, if the Father already knows our needs before we even start praying, I mean, why bother praying? Well, God knows our needs, but we don't always know our needs. We may think we know our needs, but we don't. You know, parents know what their little children need, don't they? They know they need food and milk. They need to be cleaned up. They need to be protected from danger. They need sleep. They need your love. But parents like to hear their children politely and respectfully ask for things. They like to hear their children show that they are maturing, that their thought process is good, that they're respectful, that they're polite, all character qualities and skills that will help them later on in life. So we should ask for things we need, but we have to be careful not to ask for things selfishly. The NIV version of James 4:3 says, you ask and you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures. A big part of our prayers should be for praying for other people, the needs of others, and not just ourselves. Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 1, Second Timothy. It helps to be in the right book. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 1. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men or all people. Jesus tells us to even pray for our enemies. And James tells us that we should pray for one another so that we may be healed. If we sincerely pray and focus in on the needs of others instead of ourselves, it's often the time when God will help us as well. We won't turn there, but I always find Job 42:10 interesting, where God tells Job, the book of Job tells us, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. That's so amazing. When we think of others, God is looking out for us as well. Okay, why? Why is the fourth and final letter in the acronym? Y stands for yield. You know, sometimes we may think we really need something, but God sees we really need something totally different. God is looking out for our long-term interests. He knows what's best for us. We don't always see the big picture, the full picture, do we? Isaiah 55, in Isaiah 55, God tells us, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we need to trust in God and rely on him because he knows what's best for us. Jesus submitted to God's authority and will, praying to the Father, not my will, but yours be done. And in the model prayer, we're told, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So brethren, though it's simple, the PRAY prayer acronym can help us to focus in on what we should be thinking about when we pray. Give us some categories to remember to pray and think about. I'll end this message today by reading an anonymous quote that has some great lessons for us all. I asked for strength that I might achieve. He made me weak that I might obey. I asked for health that I might do great things. He gave me grace that I may do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. He gave me poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men. He gave me weakness that I might feel a need for God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. He gave me life that I might enjoy all things. I received nothing I'd asked for. He gave me all that I had hoped for.